It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. It seems like the summer just began, yet here we are, already midway through August. Rhonda Schult with Local Goodness is here to talk about how to steal a little bit more of summer before school starts by going local and visiting some of the region's many festivals and fairs over the next few weeks. Rhonda, welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you. Good to be here.
So first, let's talk food, one of my favorite subjects. You've been on the show quite a bit talking about local farms, farmers markets, etc. But there are other ways to really go local. So tell me what's on the horizon. And we've got three categories here we really want to delve into. Cultural outings, festivals for foodies, and outings for the family. Or all of the above.
All of the above. Yes. Yes.
Hit it.
Well, thank you for letting me be here. And, there are many, many, many of these going on right now. But I wanted to kind of share a few that are on my radar and end of summer, early fall hit list. So first we'll talk about food outings a little bit, if you'd like. And the first couple that are coming up really celebrate two of my end of summer favorites, tomatoes and garlic. And the first one is really this weekend, so you can head right out to the beautiful Laurel Highlands for the Laurel Highlands Garlic Festival. This is actually held on Ferranda's Farm in Hall, Sopple, PA. And they're a farm that actually specializes in agricultural education and agritourism, and they hold all kinds of festivals, and the Garlic Festival is one of them. And so it's a nice day trip from Pittsburgh. It's about an hour and a half, but if you wanted to make it a weekend and enjoy the sites and other amenities around the Laurel Highlands, it's a great opportunity to get away.
And they're growing garlic out there?
There's garlic that's grown out there.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but when I think of garlic growing, I think of California.
Yeah.
And I don't necessarily, I guess, make it doesn't always click that, we can grow it right here.
We can absolutely grow it right here. In fact, we have a lot of garlic farmers that are around southwestern Pennsylvania. The difference between California garlic and Pennsylvania garlic, for the most part, is in California they grow what is soft-neck garlic. And that's the kind of garlic you're going to see in the grocery stores and things like that. That same kind of garlic is grown here in Pennsylvania.
That's the really kind of picturesque.
It's picturesque.
Garlic that you imagine when you think of garlic. Or the stuff people might wear around their neck to ward off vampires.
Right.
That's what they're using.
Right. The soft neck garlic actually are the kind that you can braid because the shoots that come up are soft. There's the hard neck garlic that actually has a hard neck that comes up, kind of a shoot through the middle. And you're going to find a lot of those here in southwestern Pennsylvania. But there's hundreds of varieties of garlic. And that's what's great about going to garlic festivals, because it gives you an opportunity to sample a wide variety. And so we've got one out in Laurel Highlands. But if you don't want to have to travel that far, the Phipps Conservatory is having their annual tomato garlic festival next Sunday, the 25th of August, and there will be local farmers that grow tomatoes, and again, a wide variety of tomatoes, not your typical grocery store tomatoes, as well as a number of varieties of garlic. And what's beautiful about that event is it benefits the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, and with a basket of produce or a bag of produce that you can bring or buy at the farmer's market that's going to be there that day and donate it, you actually get in free, and you can also go in and see the exhibits within the conservatory. They have a beautiful summer flower show this season going on. It's glass in the gardens that you can go see that day as well.
And garlic is really good for you, isn't it?
Garlic is fantastic for you. Not only is it great in cooking, it has a lot of health benefits for you as well.
Name some of them.
It's one of those that have a lot of antioxidants, and it's one of those anti-inflammatory ingredients that they say is really good. It's heart healthy and just a great additive, similar to onions and other allium type plants.
Heart healthy, unless you have like a big old plate of garlic fries.
You ever
do that? I went to a ballpark in Seattle and had the garlic fries.
That's adding the fries to the garlic.
I know.
And it doesn't counterbalance. I'm sorry.
I know that, but it's really good.
It's like having a big old cheesy greasy cheeseburger yeah. And a diet soda to go along with it.
It tastes good.
It does. It does, and you're doing a little bit good for yourself. So those are two of my favorites that are coming up, and I can't wait to get to a couple of others on the food spectrum that I wanted to raise really quick. This is another Laurel Highlands getaway, and that is the Seven Springs Food and Wine Festival, or I should say Wine and Food Festival, because it really does focus on Pennsylvania wineries, and there'll be over 20 Pennsylvania wineries on the lawns of the resort that you can go around and sample to your heart's content and buy to take home with you. They have musical entertainment.
What kind of wines are they making in Pennsylvania?
They make a wide variety of wines in Pennsylvania. If you think about the grape-growing regions up around Erie, a lot of that area is known for Concord grapes, but they also grow a lot of traditional grape wines. So you're going to have Cabs, Cab Francs. They're going to be white.
These are the dark, but the white ones?
They have white wines as well as the dark wines. And you know, we have Pennsylvania wines growing literally all over the state. So it's a great opportunity to go and really see what Pennsylvania has to offer. I should say that this is a 21 and over event. So if you want to get away without the kids, it's a great opportunity to get away for the day or the weekend. But the nice thing that they have is they actually have a kids adventure day camp that you can sign your kids up for, and you can all go. You can go do the wine event, and the kids can go do their adventure event, and you can get back together in the evening. So you're saying no, leave the kids at home.
No, I guess if you've got something for the kids to do while you're off, you know, sampling the wines, being a vintner, is that the right term?
The vintner is the one that makes the wines. You're okay. You're a wine enthusiast, let's put it that way. The connoisseur, yes, becoming a Pennsylvania wine connoisseur.
Gotcha.
Speaking of connoisseurs, there's one less food festival I want to let people know about.
Sure.
This is actually coming up in mid-September before the end of summer, and this is the annual Ohio Pawpaw Festival. So it's a little bit of a drive, but it's another
– Pawpaw Festival?
Pawpaw Festival. For those – it's interesting because this is one of North America's native fruits, tree fruits, and it was popular back in Native American early colonial days. It was supposedly George Washington's favorite dessert was chilled
pawpaw. It's called
pawpaw? Pawpaw, P-A-W-P-A-W.
So he was saying, Martha, bring me more chilled pawpaw.
Yeah, he may have. We don't know that for sure. But it actually has become relatively unknown, and there's a group of pawpaw enthusiasts who are trying to bring pawpaw back into sort of the culinary knowledge base of...
Well, and what is it? What is it?
Pawpaw is it's a tree fruit, and it actually grows on a beautiful tree, and it grows native and wild.
Is it citrusy?
It actually looks a lot like a mango.
Okay.
And it has a distinct sort of mango banana, a little bit of kiwi flavor. But what's interesting about it is when ripe, it has a custard texture. So it's sometimes called the custard apple. A really distinct fruit, and we'll start seeing those in some of the farmers markets probably later this month, and particularly starting to see them in October. But the Pawpaw Festival in Ohio is a multi-day event where you can really become knowledgeable and experience the pawpaw in all effects, and it's one of those things you can go to, become educated, and come back and impress your friends with this newfound wisdom that you have of this historical fruit.
Become a prodigious pawpaw person.
Say that 10 times fast.
Now, what about, you've gotten somewhat into this, but for the culturally minded, what else is going on these next few weeks?
Well, there's a lot going on again, but just like food, going local translates to art, and I really love discovering local artistic talent as much as I love savoring and enjoying local food. And arts festivals are a terrific venue to meet a whole host of incredibly talented and independent artisans. And we've got a couple coming up, you know, later this month, the first of which is the Shadyside Arts Festival, which is very well known, where you can walk the streets with over 100 artists that are going to be there from around our region, but also around the nation. And coming up over the early part of September, September 6th through the 8th, is an annual affair in the park. And this is, I didn't realize it was the 44th year going on with this, but it's presented by the Craftsman's Guild of Pittsburgh, and it really represents a lot of contemporary craft artists. Again, another great outing to get to and meet local artists as well.
Sounds very cool. And that Shadyside Arts Festival, having moved back to the area, it's all coming back. How that really is the signature event, you know, the sort of the before you go back to school, let's have one more blowout.
Exactly. Almost like the Three Rivers Arts Festival ushers in the summertime. The Shadyside Arts Festival is one that you look forward to right before everybody rushes back to school.
And are there any other, you know, family options out there for people to take advantage of?
Absolutely. All of these, except for the wine event, are great family options. But really, there are various events that combine both food and art that in many ways appeal to people of all ages. And one of the first and easiest ways to do that is to really look at the festivals and celebrations that really, you know, celebrate the cultural diversity in our neighborhoods around our region, where you can immerse yourself in food, a variety of entertainment, dancing, sports, etc. And there's a couple that are coming up that are on my radar. One is the Bloomfield Little Italy Days in the streets of Bloomfield, and that's going to be next weekend, August 22nd through the 25th, and you get to enjoy the 22nd through the 23rd, and so Italian food, dancing,
anything
bocce,
Italian.
the brevity, the, you know, all of the, you know, all of the things that Bloomfield
I've always wanted
wonderful.
To try bocce. I guess that would be a place to do that.
That would be a wonderful place to try it. So it's a fun sport.
Have you ever played bocce?
I have. And
are
we
you
actually,
good?
No. But I love to play it. It doesn't matter whether you're good. It's the experience that counts. And there's a same time frame. If you want to get a little bit of Greek on, there's a Greek festival in East Pittsburgh that is at held at the presentation of Christ Greek Orthodox Church. And again, food, traditional dancing, beautiful celebration of that culture and all that they have to offer. You know, one of the other things that we really like to look at, too, from a family standpoint is there are festivals around Pittsburgh, particularly coming in as we move into September, that celebrate Pennsylvania's colonial heritage. And that's a really neat thing for kids as well in terms of the neighborhood culture, but really looking at it from our nation's culture and our state's culture and history. And there's two really neat ones that are coming up. One is the Pennsylvania Arts and Crafts Colonial Festival. This is at the Westmoreland County Fairgrounds. This is over Labor Day weekend. And of course, Penn's Colony, everybody seems to know about that. That's coming up later in September. And both of these really celebrate not only from historical demonstrations and reenactments, but colonial crafts, food. You get to learn a lot of the history that has made up Pennsylvania and particularly southwestern Pennsylvania.
And really, it's not to be overlooked. It's an amazing – part of the amazing experience of living in Pennsylvania is, you know, this state was, you know, one of those 13 stripes on the flag.
Yes, they were
representing the original colonies.
Yeah, and also it would be remiss to not mention all of the state fairs and county fairs that are going on around the region right before the end of summer. And we have a list of all of those on your website as well, along with ticketing information for all of these events.
And pictures of all the butter sculptures that people, people can see.
And blue ribbons.
Yes, of course. Well, it goes without saying. So whatever your taste, there's a festival or a fair waiting for you. And Rhonda Schold of Local Goodness, thank you so much for joining us on Essential Pittsburgh. Good to see you again.
My pleasure. And I hope to see you out at one of these festivals or fairs over
the
next few weeks.
Me too. We have a list of all of these events on our website at WESA.FM. Get out there, enjoy what summer has left in store. And speaking of summer and the boys of summer still to come, travel contributor Elaine LaBalme takes us to the great ballparks of the Midwest. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.